This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second Legislative Assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting in Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries.
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Mr. Shah urged the electors to vote in favor of BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry, flood-free Assam. Accusing the previous Congress government for neglecting Assam, Mr. Shah said Congress used infiltration as weapon for its vote bank politics. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. Mr. Shah is in Assam on a two-day visit. He attended the Takam Missing Porin Kebang Youth Festival as the chief guest at Dhemaji District this afternoon. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, today agreed to further expand and deepen the India-Venezuela partnership in all areas, including trade and investment, energy, digital technology, health, agriculture and people-to-people ties. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the Acting President of Venezuela. The two leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and underscored the importance of their close cooperation for the Global South. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 16th to 20th of February this year. The summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The objective of the summit is to enable global democratization of artificial intelligence and bridging the AI divide, as well as support the development of indigenous and local AI solutions. It will also focus on development of AI for good solutions across healthcare, agriculture and governance, among others, and aligning global standards and models of AI governance and innovation to the needs of the developing world. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishno said that the India AI Impact Summit has received a phenomenal response from across the world and is shaping up to be the biggest AI summit so far globally. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today highlighted that India-EU Free Trade Pact covers one-third of the world population and impacts 25% of global GDP. Addressing the World Forum of Accountants in Greater Noida, the minister highlighted the vast potential of the European market. Mr. Goyal said that the European Union alone imports goods worth nearly $7 trillion and services worth $3 trillion, together representing a $10 trillion market. He said India's current exports are only a small fraction of this potential and emphasized that the opportunities before India are unprecedented and must be seized. The Indian Railways today commissioned nearly 472 route kilometres of Kavach version 4.0 across three stations of its network, marking another significant milestone in strengthening rail safety. The three newly commissioned sections include the 344 kilometres Vadodara to Virar section on Western Railway, 35 kilometres Tughlakabad Junction Cabin to Palwal section on Northern Railway, and 93.3 kilometres Manpur to Sarmantan section on East Central Railway. The government today informed that coordination between the Ministry of Railways and Department of Fertilizers has resulted in significant boost in Kharif and Rabi crop supplies. And with that, we end this news bulletin.